All right, good morning, everyone. Today's shiur is sponsored by Le'ili Nishmas Henda Rivka Bat Rav Avram. Just a real quick thing from Tzitzis. We're still in the middle of Tzitzis. Clarification, how come a leather beged is not chayev in Tzitzis? So, Gzeres HaKasuv is the short answer, a little better answer or longer, is that Chazal explained when it says beged, it must be made of a woven material. And leather is not woven, it's just a sheet of leather. So if you have a plastic or a rubber poncho type of garment, it would also be pater, it's just one solid piece. But if you take synthetic material and it's woven, like many of our clothing nowadays, so I believe most poskim say it is chayev, and it is chayev with the bracha. And just an interesting tidbit is the, from what I heard, the IDF, Tzahal, they give out tzitzis that are made out of dry fit, which is a synthetically woven material. Okay, today we are starting Siman Yud Aleph, Si'if Hey. Okay. Eino sina tzitziot min atzemer haneachaz bakotzim kishehatzon rovtzim b'nehem. So when you're taking the material, the wool, to make tzitzis, you shouldn't be taking the part that gets caught and stuck here and there. V'lo mishirei sheti mishahoreg mishayir b'sof habeged, and not the leftover scraps that come from making weaving a beged, the clothing. V'ata mishum bizui mitzvah. It's a bizayon. You're taking things that got trampled on, things that got stuck in the thorns, or piece leftovers. That's not the way we do mitzvahs. Vav. Im asa me'atzemer gazu pesulim. If you made tzitzis from wool that was stolen, it's pasul. Dichtiv asu lahem mishalahem. You must own it. Okay, it has to be from yours or from them, which is you that you own it. Haga, v'davka shegazal hachutin. And this is only if you stole the strings. Rama points out, v'alim gazal tsemer v'asa'an chutin ksherim. But if the wool itself, while it was still wool, then it was stolen, and then it was made into chutin, the strings, then it's ksherim. You had a change of the item. Mil lechatchila, but lechatchila asur leasotan lechatchila. It's certainly asur to use such a material. This is not what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. I believe it would be. No, I'm saying once you do a yeyush and a shuna yumase, then it has a different status. So it's not the same. It's very much frowned upon. But once you make a change in it after yeyush, it's no longer the same status. So I don't think so.
How would you ever know if yeyush
occurred? So that's a separate sugya. We'll get there much later, and it's based on what we assume. An umdana, what Chazal assume, or Dayanim, what we assume is it's commonplace. Plus, there's some objective rules. Zayin. Chutin she'ulin halva'ahi. When you borrow chutin, then it's considered like a loan. D'lo hadre b'neo u'chedidei dami. You don't have to return these exact same ones, and it becomes yours. In other words, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, you're supposed to be owning it, and you're not supposed to be borrowing it. But when you borrow chutin from someone in order to put on the tzitzit, there's an assumption that you're basically acquiring it like a loan, and then you can pay back any chutin. Like when you borrow money, technically, it's more of a loan because no one expects you to return that exact same dollar bill or shekel. So it's the same idea over here. So when you borrow them and you're going to put them on your tzitzis, no one expects you to cut them off and return those same tzitzis, those same strings. So then it's okay. it's considered like it's yours. Chet. Hamishtachaveh lebehema. If a person bows down to an animal. Samra pasul etzitzit. So now it becomes part of Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's nevar l'Avodah Zarah, and therefore the tzemer is pasul to use for tzitzit. Hamishtachaveh lepishtan natua kasher letzitzit. If a person bows down to serve the linen, but it's still in a form where it's still attached to the ground, then it's still kasher to use for tzitzit. Sheharei nishtana, because that was before it was while it was still attached to the ground. Once you detach it, again, it has a different status. And so therefore, it's not exactly the same thing. And the isur of getting any benefit and from using something that was served is that same status is no longer there. Tet. Ya'ase nekev be'orach hatalit lo lamala mishalosh etzba'ot haynu gudalin. So now he's saying, now the question is, when you have a beged and it has four corners, right? Normally we buy them in the store ready made. But let's say you're making the hole. You're going to make the hole on the corner, and then you're going to put the strings through it to tie your strings for the tzitziot, for the talit katan. So the question is, where do you put this hole? Right? We're assuming you can just cut it out with a knife or a scissor. It's a solid beged. And so the question is, where do you put it? Can it be at the very end of the beged, at the very corner or the very side? So there's two things. It can't be too close and it can't be too far. So the first halacha he mentions is it cannot be too far. It can't be more than three etzpa'ot, which is the same thing as three gudalin, because an etzpa or a gudal literally means a thumb, and the etzpa, the shear, comes from the width of your thumb. And we already mentioned that each etzpa or gudal is how much? 2 centimeters. So it must be within 6 centimeters of the edge on either side of the corner. There is a discussion, is it only on one side, not the other? But lemaisa, it's both sides. Mipnei she'eino nikra kanaf. If it's too far away, it's not called on the corner. It's in the middle of the beged, and that's not okay. V'lo lemata mikishi'ur, she'esh mikesher gudal ad hatziporen. But there's also a minimum. You can't put it at the very, very edge. So how far inward must it be? So this is, because it says it's from the middle knuckle, or the knuckle of your thumb, to the nail. So I can show you on mine. Here is your knuckle, and here is your nail, the beginning of your nail, and that's the distance. So obviously everyone has a different thumb, and it goes by the average. I did not do a survey, but my guess is you're looking at around 1.5 centimeters. But we can do this after share if you like. Mishum shene'amar al hakanaf v'im haya lamata nimelo kesher gudal, as if it would be less than this shi'ur. The Torah writes it has to be on the corner, but then Chazal call it haya tachat hakanaf. It would be considered below the corner. So that's the way Chazal explained it. Umodedim ze biyosher velo be'alachson min hakeren. And the dimensions for both are from the side. Whether we're calling it 1.5 and 6 centimeters, it's from the side of each corner, not from the actual tip or the on a diagonal. Yud. Im haya rachok min hakanaf. Melo kesher gudal. Now, this is important. Let's say it was far enough. Let's keep it simple. It's the shear is melo kesher gudal, or 1.5 centimeters. I might just say 1.5 centimeters, even though it may or may not be exactly accurate to the millimeter. It's definitely very close. Im haya rachok mehakanaf melo kesher gudal. So you made it more than 1.5 centimeters. V'nitku mechutei ha'erev, and then the hole rips a little bit. So now it's the hole is bigger than it used to be, and now the strings are closer to the edge than they used to be. So now it's, let's say, only 0.5 centimeters, which is definitely not enough. There's no longer 1.5 centimeters, you only have half a centimeter, let's say. Or even 0.1 millimeter. Kasher, it's still kasher. Kevan shehaya bo kashi'ur b'sha'a shehitil bo at tzitzit zeh. Because you made it properly, and it's still on the corner. Since it was made properly, and there's still a corner, and it's still within the corner, so then that's okay. Still kasha. Haga, Rama continues, v'noagin lasot imra seviv anekev shelo yinatek sham. Says the custom is, when you make this little hole, you make you make a little border around that little hole, and this seam, and this way it doesn't rip easily. Right? I don't know if I've ever seen it rip. A hem. Ah, there you go. What? An overlock. Okay. Overlock, yeah. Kevan shehaya bo. Okay. Then the Ramah continues, v'noagin lasot imra saviv anekev shelo yinatek sham v'yeh pachot mikashior. So that you don't end up having it less than the shiur. V'chein osin imra bisvat habeged lamata mehay taima. And we also do that all around in that area of the corner, so this way it doesn't rip. Now, yesh omrim shebetoch rochav habeged ein lo shiur. Some say that, as I mentioned before, on the rochav, that means on one of the two sides, it happens to be, when you're wearing your talis, it happens to be a little bit of a debate, but I believe the general understanding is if you're wearing your talis and properly, and it's on you, and when you look at it, the bottom that's close to the floor, that's called the rochav, and the sides of the talis, or the side of the corner, that would be on your side when you're wearing it, that's called the orech. So, you're right, some say shebetoch rochav habeged ein lo shi'ur. You don't have to worry about it if it's on the bottom edge. V'yesh omrim shedin rochav habeged kedin ha'orech v'nir ein divrayim. And some say that there is no difference which side of the corner it is, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Yud Aleph. Im hagadil shekorin or ileza hu rachav lo yatil bo hatzitzit v'im hitil bo pasul. This is an interesting case. If you have clothing, and for a design, sometimes on the edge of the clothing, you can have where you have basically the threads are only going in one direction for most of it. Obviously, there's a hem or an overlock at the end so that this way it doesn't unravel. But it's made where the edge of the clothing has, our talus has also fringes or whatever you call them for design to look better. So maybe a similar idea, but you only have threads going in one direction for most of it and not both directions. So in other words, it's not properly woven. So if you have the edge of your beged not properly woven, he says you cannot put your tzitzit in that portion because it's not part of the main part of the beged and you will not be yotze. The al kanfeim bigdehem ketiv v'ze'eno nechshav mea beged. It's not, it's just extra. It's not part of the main part of the beged, and you're not yotze. Aval, a little confusing, olehu leshi'ur milo kesher gudal, ular chakat shalosh etzba'ot. But it does affect the shi'ur that it has to be somewhere between 1.5 centimeters and 6 centimeters. Kevan shehanekev b'toch habeged. Since at the end of the day, the hole is still within the beged, and as long as the holes within the main part of the beged, then it's okay that this shiur is that this extra side piece can be counted in the shiur. The tov sheimdod shiur kesher gudal belo agadil. Ideally, you shouldn't count this in. You should be strict, really, to the extreme on both ways. You shouldn't count it for the minimum shiur, but you should count it for the maximum shear. V'yetoch shalosh etzba'ot ima gadil. That's what the Ramah writes. Now, obviously, this can be a little bit confusing or challenging. Not confusing, challenging to be makayim both, depending on how wide your extra little edges are. So therefore, and on our corners, I believe that's why, they don't have any of these side fringes or extra little phrase that stick out. It's just smooth. And then it's got a hem, it's smooth, and there's really simple to put the hole in the right spot.
This is the only thing that came on Etals, that you really wide was crocheted, you know what
I mean? Yod bet. Minyan chute tzitziot b'chol kanaf arba'a kfulim shehem shmona. So on the corner of every, right, we paskin, the halacha is, everyone holds, that on the corner of every beged, we put in four strings, and then once you pass it through and tie it on itself, it becomes eight. V'im hosif, pasul. And if you do more, it's pasul, bal tosif. Yachtoch, roshe, hachutin, harba'a, v'itchavem, b'knaf, v'ichpilem. So you take four strings, right? You have a yarn, a whole ball of strings. You take four, and you pass them through. V'az, right. Did I skip? Yachtoch rashi achutin arba v'yichtavem b'knaf v'yichpalem v'az yu shmona. Okay, and then either before you pass it through or after you pass it through, you have to cut it before you start tying your knots, because you can't be tying your knots when it's still attached to the yarn. Because at that point you don't have eight exactly. I think that's going to come up soon. Yud Gimel, Yizeher Lachtoch Rashi Achutin Lasotam Shmona Kodem Sheyichroch. Here it is. Before you start tying it, you have to make sure you cut it. Sheim Karach Afilu Chuya Echad. If you already start tying, you're making, even just doing the Chuya. The Chuya is when you start twisting it around. If you, one twist around, one circle around, we call that a karich, and once you have three, it's called a chulya. But same idea. So once you already do your chulya, perush achelok shematzitzit shebein kesher lekesher, v'kashar afilo kesher echad, and you make one kesher after the first, winding or circling, v'kashar afilo kesher echad v'acharkach chatachan. And then you cut it once you make that first knot. Pasul mishum ta'aseh velo mina asoy. So that the problem is it's ta'aseh velo mina asoy. Sherei bepiso asa'am. Because it was first created pasul, and then you cut it. And so it was never created kosher in the first place. Just, it's important to point out that the first, just on what's the araisa, the first, when you first fold it over and you make your first knot, that's just the beginning. You're not makayim the mitzvah of tzitzis yad daraisa. First, you have to make your chulya of a minimum of three of them. That's the minimum. And then you make your knot. And the knot is basically, it's like a double pass. You do it once and then you do it again. And that's what a knot is, because otherwise it's half a bow and it just unravels. That's nothing. So that's once you make your first proper knot after the first wraparounds, then you're chayev, then you're makayim the mitzvah deraisa tzitzit, even midurabanan bediyavid. All right, and you have to have, if we didn't explain yet, you have to have at least some portion of knots, and at least afterwards a mashuhu of strings afterwards. That's called the anaf or petil at the end. And as long as you have a mashu, your yotze midaraisa, midarabanan, you must have kedei aniva. It must be at least 4 centimeters long, the strings that come afterwards. Okay. And then your yotze, at least on a derabanan level, not lechatchila, with our customs of how we tie them, but okay. That's important. Yudalit. Yikach arba'a chuti mitzadze v'arba'a chuti mitzadze. So now you end up with 4 on each side. V'yikshor shnei pe'amim ze agav ze. And you tie twice, one on each other, which is really one knot. V'acharkach yichra chut ha'aroch saviv ha'shiva k'tzat krichot. And now you make 7 krichot. Winding circles, however you want to call it. So now you have 7 krichot. V'kosher shnei pe'amim ze agav ze. And now you do again another knot. right? You tie a knot. It's like a, I don't know the best way to explain the kosher, but in order to make a proper knot, we said it's got to be done twice. V'chozer v'korech, and now you do it again. V'chen yase ad she'ashlim l'chamesh ksharim kfulim. So here it's called a double knot. That's in the Shulchan Aruch. So at the end, you're going to have five double knots and four sections of krichot or chuliot. V'arba'a avirim b'neim, four spaces in between, mele'im krichot, filled with krichot. Ein shi'or la krichot, there is no shi'or for krichot. Rak shi'u kol ha'karuch v'aksharim rochav arba'a gudalim. The only thing that you have to be makbid for is that the all the knots together are four gudalim. V'ha'anaf shmona gudalim. And that the anaf, which is the string portion, after all the knots, are eight gudalim, and you end up with 12 in total. Haga, v'im he'erich ha'tzitzit, and if the tzitzit are much longer, yir'esh ha'shlishito ye'gadil, v'shnei chalakim anaf. Ideally, for noi, it's nicer if you end up with the knotted section being one-third out of this 20, from however long the whole tzitzit are, it should be one-third, and the anaf, the string portion, should be two-thirds. So either you make I don't think he's saying you should change the number, but you can spread out the chuliot so that that section is going to be longer, or when you're all done, you just cut the ends of the of your strings so that it comes out to be. Now, just from experience, be careful when you cut them. If you're going to cut them to make it look perfectly one-third and two-thirds, don't pull on the strings tight, measure and then cut, because the second you let go, it'll shrink again or recoil, because the strings, when you pull them out, when you pull them, they stretch. So make sure you're measuring them when they're not taut at all. V'noagim lichroch ba'avir, rishon sheva krichot. It's for beauty. As I'll say, for beauty, its ideal should be one-third and two-thirds. According to the halakha, it makes no difference. But according to Noi Mitzvah, it's better. V'noagim lichroch ba'avir, rishon sheva krichot. That custom is ideally to do seven krichot, twisting around, circling around, between the first two sets of knots, uvasheni teisha, then you do nine, uvashlishi achatisrei, then you do 11, uvarevi shloshesrei. And then on the fourth, you do 13. I think that's the most common custom. Some I know do havaya, yurke vavke. That's a common number. Sheolim kulam arba'in, heminyan hey Hashem echad, havaya echad. And this is also the same gematria as havaya echad. Sheolim lametet, v'im Hashem him arba'im. So it's actually the exact number is 39, and with the extra common is Hashem's name, or people often kolel in gematria, you end up with one more for 40. Nagu lesot.
It's yud kei vav kei.
Oh, you're right. 7, 8. You're right. Many do 7, 8. That's correct.
We do 7, 8.
Many do 7, 8, 11, 13. Actually, I believe that is the most common custom. Shulchan Aruch writes 7, 9, and 7, 8 is the most common custom that I know. But
where is that from?
Because the real number you're looking for is Havaya Achad. It's 39. So, but it's either 40 or 39. You're looking for Havaya Echad, which is 39. But you can make it 40. Which is the same thing, if you include Hashem's name. Nagu lasot besof kol chut kesher, kedei shiyamod b'shizirato. So I think we mentioned this earlier. The Rama says it's ideally put a little knot at the end of each string so it doesn't unravel. And nowadays many say you don't need to do that unless you know that your kids or yours are going to unravel. Tedvav. Yesh omim shetzarich ledagdek sheitlea tzitziot leorech hatalit, debainan shetehi notefet al hakeren. So, many say, again, what is orech? It actually means the side. So when you're standing, many say it's better to have the your strings. When it comes out of the hole, it's going to come out onto the corner. On which side of the corner, right? It's ideally should be on the side that when you're wearing it standing, it comes out the side. So it's dripping or hanging over the corner, as opposed to just hanging straight down towards the floor, which we're about to read. And the Magen Avraham, some say it's better not to have it directly at the exact corner, at a diagonal, because that was the minhag of the Karayim. Let's continue. But if it's on the bottom, it's just hanging straight down and it's not really hanging on the corner. It's more just below the corner. Some say you shouldn't add an extra beged on the corner part where the hole is, and some are matir, and that's the minag, and there's no problem. Sima, I think we'll stop. Okay, we'll stop.